Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is a really nice, like, sleepy, cozy, comfy episode, I think. Had a really nice time, actually. I really needed this one, if I do say so myself. We speak about dating. It's a little bit like big sister advice. It's very, I would say, soothing to the mind. Mm. You're not the only weirdo around here. Enjoy. Oh god.
Wow, okay. How are you?
We've been talking all day.
We have, we've been together all day. We just got the trains home to our separate homes and now we're recording.
I have to say, I can't get enough of you.
Me neither. What day it's been.
I still haven't had my fill.
No, literally. We've also just been talking on this for about half an hour, having an absolute blast.
So honestly, how we
have
guys.
We still have things to say to each other.
I could go me on, too. But I won't. I'm actually really excited for this episode. We were in the studio earlier.
Yeah.
So we've really kind of gone in. We were doing, you might have seen actually on our Instagram and our TikTok, we've been doing the Seffi to Swifty journey has begun.
Yeah. With full force.
With full force, full steam ahead. I'm putting my back into it.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is actually really fun. So that's
also
what we're doing in the
to
studio.
Me because you're just showing me stuff. Like all I.
Yeah.
I said at the, we came out the studio and I was like, so that was our day's work, was it? We listened to three Taylor Swift
Taylor Swift songs.
It's like, what the fuck?
A dream.
Literally a dream.
Honestly, the best day. She has a song called The Best Day. Oh, okay. So this will be a nice one, I think. We've never really done something like this before.
No, we haven't. I'm also just feeling so cozy. I'm literally tucked up in bed with a heated blanket. It's like...
stunning.
I'm so happy to be recording this like this. Yeah. I've never done this before.
It's a really nice experience.
I think it's going to bring a coziness.
I love laying down and recording, as we know.
To be in a duvet.
I mean...
heated.
It's pushing
blanket.
Our luck, to be honest.
Yeah, it is, actually.
We do like to push our luck.
Oh, as always. Yeah, so big sister advice. So we always get called the older sisters.
Uh-huh.
Ugly sister as well.
We like, always get called ugly pieces of shit.
Old is what we get.
Yeah, we always get called the kind of older sisters. Thank you guys for being our older sisters, blah, blah, which we do joke about, but I welcome it with open arms.
Oh, totally.
Biggest honour
of my life. Because I do think that's the vibe. Also, it's funny of us to give advice constantly, advice, and then be like, why is everyone saying we're like older sisters? It's like, well, we did kind of make it like that.
We do. Yeah, we branded ourselves like that, I guess.
We did.
But are we giving advice or are we just saying...
I think there's an advice element in it. Like we're not explicitly saying this is what you should do, this is what we would do. But I think through talking about our experiences, I think we hopefully empower people and like give kind of advicey element.
I'd like to give a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Exactly.
This actually is off the back specifically. Why we're actually sat down specifically to do this episode is because someone messaged us and said, I'm an only child and I would love a big sister episode. Like you just give big sister vibes, blah, blah, blah. So... that is Harry, and I'll speak directly to you.
Yeah.
And I don't have an older sister, far from, so...
Me neither.
No, you don't, but you are the older sister.
I am the older sister of three siblings.
And you really are.
I really rule the roost, I must say.
You do.
I do.
A roost ruler.
I am a roost ruler. That is up for dispute. Some of those siblings might dispute that, but I think I am the roost ruler.
There are some other roost rulers, but...
Yeah.
Shall we just jump in wherever?
Yeah. This goes out to the only children out there.
Yeah, and just anyone who needs something to listen to, basically.
Yeah, it just goes out to
Whoever this one goes out to all the lovers out there.
Whoever clicked on this, yeah, this goes out to you. Right.
I feel absolutely brain dead.
Right, we can't go into it.
No, we can't.
But I wish we could.
Guys, something happened, but I'll tell you about it at a later date.
But nothing really happened. But it's all about the power of the mind.
Speak for yourself. I've been through something.
Yeah, okay, we will speak about it another
We will
point.
Speak about it. But
we want to get paid before
but we'll get paid to speak about it, so we'll get back to you.
We basically, something happened, but we want them to pay us.
Oh, God.
Which
they probably
won't. But then if they haven't paid us within, what, 2 months, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's put a time limit on it. Or not Definitely. Even paid us, but like...
We want to work with them.
Yeah, in some capacity. Anyway.
In any way. And if they don't want to work with us, then we'll talk about them anyway. Promote them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because out of the kindness of our hearts.
Iconic.
It'll all make
sense. The first message we got.
Yeah.
I liked instantly. Someone said, I always worry about coming off as too keen. Is there such a thing?
In a romantic endeavour, not necessarily.
Oh, I don't know. I guess in all ways. Okay, but I guess maybe they probably did mean romantic.
No, but I like it in general anyway. Yeah.
I think there is such thing as too keen.
There is such thing as too keen. But if there's anything you should be in this life, it's too fucking keen. Like, if you're keen, own it. Be keen.
Exactly.
I think I'd rather be keen and be seen as keen than be keen and pretend for whatever reason I'm not fucking keen. It's like, no, I'm just going to fucking own it. I think everything is cooler in life when you fucking own it. Yeah.
By miles. Yeah.
Like, it's just cool to own it and be like, I think you're so fucking cool. Like, let's do something. Or like,
but you do
Like, no, you have to own it.
But you have to be willing to accept that someone might think that is too keen for them.
But I think that's part of owning it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I know how I feel, I'm comfortable putting it out there because that's all I need to do. And then if I don't get exactly what I want, big deal. But I know I owned the moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. God, we're in a crazy mood today. Yeah. Do you know what? I just remembered when you were talking about that.
What?
The beautiful man that we saw today.
Do you want to talk about that?
We won't say where we saw him.
Okay, it could be anywhere.
But
could
we didn't say where place. But we have said where we've been today.
Put two and two together.
So if you work there, don't listen.
But there are multiple men there.
There are so many multiple men there. But this man helped us today, and he's sitting in the seat.
He said one sentence to us.
He said, is everything okay in there? But he stood up.
But he stood
and
up. And we
rose
ready
from his seat, and he was so tall. And
suddenly he was a god in the room.
And we went back into our little studio and we looked at each other and we were like, a man. That was a man.
A man. A capital M. A man. A man.
Wow.
That was an experience.
That really was. Just the way he rose from his seat.
He rose out of nowhere. And I said, I think we slipped into a bit of a damsel role.
Yeah.
Because we needed
help. Because
we were
looking for a charger.
And no one else had said a peep to us. And then all of a sudden, this man comes along and he's like, is everything okay in there?
And we literally nearly
And we
like,
were like,
shut
yeah,
ourselves.
By the way, do you want to come into the studio?
We were insane.
It's because you're ovulating and I'm it just is. Feeding off the energy.
No, genuinely, like, it's been a bit crazy.
We're
today.
A bit feral at the moment, but anyway.
No, we had a feral in the conversation so far that we just had off the pod, thank God. Thank
yeah, no,
God.
You didn't want
like,
to hear that.
You were spared.
Yeah.
We're definitely coming off feral.
Feral.
Which
I can't
we don't
contain
ever,
myself.
We never really get this feral, but we are today.
This is to another.
It's really horrible, actually.
We can't know. I'm lovesick.
I don't feel very good about
myself.
I
feel sick. I feel devastated.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you think you've ever come off too keen in life?
Or do
you think? Oh, go on then.
But I wish I played it different. Like, I actually, we were talking about this the other day.
Mm.
Oh God. Okay, so I showed up at Wing's house yesterday, and I'd messaged her the night before. Like, I've just found an absolute gold mine.
Oh my
of
God.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know what led me to do it, but I was, the night before, I was like, oh my God, I wonder what like weird old chats are on my phone. Like weird sort of like, you know, God knows what's in the depths of this phone. So I scrolled right down to the bottom and I found this chat, basically the transcript.
Transcript?
Of this conversation.
The iMessage.
Yeah. Literally my text message thread.
Yeah.
Of
transcript.
it was the it was honestly biblical.
It is a transcript. It was scripture. Yeah, it's the scripture. Yeah,
it is. I lived by this at uni.
So did I.
It was a guy that I was dating, and each message, God, they meant so much. And Jesus Christ, up to the message where he sent me the inevitable.
The message.
I don't think this is
I'm
working.
I'm not sure how this is going to go on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. And when I saw it, God, it hit me hard again. I was just like, Jesus, it took me right back. Mm-hmm. 4 years later.
4 years ago.
But I text Wing being like, I've got the most insane goldmine of shit to show you, because Wing was very much the co-author of all of those texts that I sent.
I really was, yeah.
She was.
It's so fun to look back on my previous works.
It was a joint project, these
it
messages.
It was, yeah.
It really was.
He was, yeah.
And I think, if I'm honest with myself,
yeah,
I was keen in that situation. I was keen... Yeah. For something to happen with him. We'd been dating for like 6 months.
I mean,
no progression. God, boys, sort your lives out. Like, what's going
that
on?
That was the birth of the scrap. If anyone remembers us saying, you think you're having sex with Jon Snow, but it's actually Robin Aaron, if anyone knows that reference.
So brutal to him.
No, it is brutal, but he...
But he does... If you're listening to this right now, which I God knows why you would be... Move on, it's been 4 years.
Yeah, honestly, like me. Move on, you loser.
I'm looking at our transcripts.
What are you doing? Looking at your old text messages.
Yeah, Jesus, God. But this guy does look extremely like Robin Aaron.
No, he looks literally like to a that weird guy. Level. Which is not it's not an insult.
But it was a shock.
But it's
when
funny
I
to think you're with the main character. You're with the king of ice and fire or whatever.
Yeah, I thought I was, but it really wasn't Robin
you're,
Aaron.
Yeah.
It's not good. But I think, if I'm being completely honest, I was keen. But reading through the transcript, I was playing it cool as anything.
You really
cool
were.
As ice.
Nonchalant.
And
yeah.
Actually, I think my keenness came through, but it read as insecurity. Because yeah. I think if you're underplaying it...
Agreed.
You can tell, because I'm going, you free this week?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, you're saying you're keen, but without actually saying it. And I actually think it's way better just to be explicit. And
isn't it?
Say... Just cut the crap. Cut
I also
crap.
Think it's like really attractive for someone to be like, I really fancy
yeah,
you.
Yeah, totally.
I'm thinking about you. Mm. Let's go.
Which is, I think, why I was shocked to read it back, because I think I remembered my... I almost was projecting how I would act now on my memory of how I would act in everything. Almost like, because I forgot how insecure I felt at that time that I couldn't say... how I felt.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was shocking to read. So I think it's like, yeah, there is such thing as too keen, in that be prepared for someone to say, oh, well, I just don't feel like that. Like, that's actually just too much for me.
Yeah.
But I also think you owe it to yourself to be as keen as you are.
To be true
to it. Why are
you
hiding it? It's coming through anyway. Just be
exactly. Exactly. Agreed. And whether they think you're too keen or not is irrelevant. It's like, but you just feel how you feel.
Exactly.
And you deserve to get what you want in life. I think but also it's funny to think about, for example, those texts that you're talking about, and like how you felt insecure at that time in that situation, because now you would act so different, obviously, but part of that you would act so different is because you've experienced that now.
Well, it was
you've experienced that kind of relationship, and like you've learned from that.
And also that was one of the times where I was like, okay, that is what I will never accept, sort of thing. And even at the time, I actually was proud of myself to read back the messages and see myself rejecting a terrible offer that
you
he
really
gave me
did.
Of
yeah.
a casual thing, and me saying no.
Although
and it's
we
like
did,
yeah actually, oh go on.
But we did kind of look back and realize that he did say in that text, I do like you.
Yeah, but it was but it was in the midst of
I just can't really commit right now.
It's just the classic
whatever,
shit.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that even in my insecure, like trying to hide my keenness, I still had
Told
the confidence
right.
to be like, I reject your offer.
Yeah.
Dragons. reject your offer.
Yeah. I reject your offer.
Stephen Bartlett, I reject your offer.
Yeah.
But I also... wish that I'd had the confidence to be keen,
be outright
openly, because also it's like, if I'm entering into a relationship with someone, I expect them to be keen.
Well, it's weird to kind of be seeing someone for 6 months under this like false illusion of like, we don't like each other.
Yeah,
I don't even think about
very
you.
Very odd.
It's very strange. Like, very then odd. Why am I texting you as much as possible? Why do I want to see you every week? Like,
yeah.
The kind of, it's the classic, like the nonchalant, this cool girl thing that women yeah. are made to feel, especially when they're young. It's kind of sold as like the thing that you have to be, but it's not the only way.
Yeah. No.
Just, I think.
It's not.
Just be, also, I saw something the other day that was like, there is nothing, like, there's no better flirting than a girl to someone she has no interest in.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. when you release yourself of that pressure of like, I'm not even interested yeah. in you, suddenly I'm having the time of my life, pulling all the strings and being so hilarious
doing
and being
what
so
I want,
flirty,
basically,
totally
doing
what I want,
what you think they
owning
want.
The space. And it's because I'm not, to be honest, desperate to have yeah. your validation, because I totally. Know I don't need it, because I'm not really interested in you. Leading someone on and flirting with them is another story, but there's so much fun to be had in allowing yourself to like entertain a flirtation with someone when you release yourself from the pressure of like needing them to validate you. Validating, some may say.
Exactly.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I do think some of the most fun I've had dating is with people that I'm not particularly interested in.
Totally.
Like, because in a romantic way.
Then you're just free to be yourself and it liberates you.
What it is.
Yeah, it really liberates
you. I think almost
you.
Your experience of it is more reliant. Like, I feel like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I just think be how you want to be. If you feel keen, be
Agreed.
Keen. If you don't feel keen, don't be keen.
I think that's the cheat code of, like, if you know that when you're not interested, you act all loosey-goosey and you just have fun, whatever.
Mm.
Try and catch that mood.
And don't try and skip stages. Mm. When you're in stage one, you're dating, you've been on a couple of dates, whatever, be in that stage. You don't need to be thinking, am I going to marry this person? Mm. Could I see them as my boyfriend? Be in stage one, be dating. When you're in the kind of sleeping together stage, whatever, just be enjoying that. Like, if you're at the cinema together, enjoy being at the cinema. Don't be thinking, well, is he going to text me tomorrow? But then I've also, oh God, I've got, but then what about thinking? But then maybe I like blah, 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 blah. It's like, just enjoy actually what is happening.
What's
I think
happening
we spend
right
so long in the future with
Agreed.
Things like that. The whole beginning stages of dating,
it's just you panicking. See, but it should be you having fun.
Yeah. Why do we pretend that it's like, almost we view it as in like we're married to this person looking back?
So true. Because
Very
you're looking
weird.
You're kind of viewing it from the potential, from the end goal,
from the story. We think we're in How I Met Your Mother. It's very weird.
Days of Our Lives.
It's so strange. We want this story. It's like, but just chill.
I also think a part of that is if this is also kind of the thing of like accepting that, for example, you're in your 20s or however old you are, it's like owning the narrative of like, I'm not supposed to have it figured out, or like, yeah, I'm feeling insecure, I'm feeling lost, and yeah, there is a romantic element to that, like, massively. I'm living a chaotic life right now, beautiful, like,
you're Sylvia Plath,
I'm Carrie Bradshaw running around, yeah, I'm exactly, featuring all over the place, like, who knows what I'll, yeah, do next, maybe I'll throw my head in the oven, like, I'm, yes, a crazy, exactly, gal, like, who knows what's coming up for me, and it's, yeah, like, yes, that there are hard moments of that, but when you liberate yourself from the pressure, you can like enjoy the chaos and enjoy the opportunity that it brings to be uncertain and lost and insecure and anxious and all of those things. It's you're happy, free, confused and lonely at the same time, in the best way.
Exactly.
It's iconic.
That's exactly
it's
it.
The scripture.
Just have fun.
Just have fun. We love you.
I love being a big sister. This is fun.
Me too.
This one is
good
fun.
Good luck, guys. Yeah.
Do I like him or am I just bored? Ouch.
I mean, what's the issue regardless?
True.
What's the
but
issue?
Then you don't want to get into a relationship with someone that you're dating because you're bored.
Yeah, but then worst case scenario is you accidentally got into a relationship with someone because you were bored and then you break up.
When you're having more fun.
Yeah, and then you have some fun and then the fun stops and you think, I'm so sorry, this isn't working.
I was actually just bored.
Oops.
I was just bored.
I just listened to a podcast where they reminded me that I was just bored.
It's like, why didn't you play Sims? Like, what the
I was just bored.
Why'd you have to get me involved? It's like, what the hell?
Why'd you have to get me involved?
Why don't you just take up crochet or something? I think there are better things to do if you're bored. Like, I don't know whether having sex with someone and getting in a relationship with someone or putting yourself in quite vulnerable positions is maybe the best thing to do if you're bored. And I would maybe say, are you bored or are you insecure?
Literally took the words out of my mouth. It's like, are you bored though? Because it's like, yeah, you can be bored and just kind of like swiping away on a dating app.
Yeah.
Scrolling through. But there's also an element of that that's like, it's mindless sometimes. So it's out of habit. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's soothing boredom, but it is also soothing that part of your brain that's like, I wouldn't mind feeling like someone wants to fuck me right now.
Fancies yeah. me. Yeah, totally.
And also, like, I think, don't be hard on yourself for just feeling however you feel.
Yeah. There are lots of cures for boredom that don't involve
other people.
Getting ready, going on a date.
Yeah, we're a bit tired, can you tell? Getting ready, leaving the house.
Leaving the house. But like, that don't involve someone's penis. Sort
yeah.
of thing. There are a lot of other ways, and that isn't maybe the most like rational way to deal with your boredom. But then I also
it
think...
depends how fun they are, I
look,
guess.
Look, you're Carrie Bradshaw, you're Sylvia Plath,
really
like, you don't know what you'll do next. Why don't you go have some
fun?
Yeah, yeah. Hope that helps.
I hope you're having fun. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is one about something that I have had recent experience Ooh. With, but my experience, don't let it taint you. Even though it was iconic, but also don't let it taint you. They've said long distance ? A huge ? To me.
Wait, what?
They've said long distance as a question. Mark. Long distance. Mm. A huge ? To me.
Okay.
But my double use of ? Was confusing.
I mean, first of all, how long is long?
Yeah. And how far is the distance?
Exactly. How long is long distance? If it's like Cornwall to London, you can get over it, I reckon.
Oh, God, that's not long distance. Try America.
Yeah, try Australia. Me and Jacob Delordi have been long distance. No.
Yeah. No, literally, though.
You and Peter Malarca long distance, the distance of different universes.
Oh, different, yeah, honestly, different districts. Yeah, let's not get into the Josh Hutcherson shit right now, Jesus.
Okay, so what is long distance to you then? What would your thoughts be? Any main lessons, any main takeaways from your experience?
My main lesson is I don't think there should be an issue if the communication is good.
That sounds
and
good.
And if you're on a similar page, also, I think what helped me, I don't think I would have been able to do it just
if you had never
If I'd never met him, Jesus. But if I also had I had a date that it was quite a weird situation that like we'd known each other for like a month and then it was sort of long distance dating, but we had this date that was like a few months away, like 4 months away.
you knew that basically in a few months time he would be visiting.
Yeah, and then we absolutely crazily scheduled a holiday before me, like absolutely so weird. Then we went away for a week
that
together
was crazy.
Which actually, when I think back, is absolutely unhinged behavior from me to be like, I have only met this person for a month, haven't seen him in months, and now we're gonna go on holiday together. Like, what the hell.
I think the fact that almost because you were traveling to see each other,
yeah,
it felt more like, oh, we can just meet up wherever in
totally.
The world. If it was like a different,
he wasn't coming to my house.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. But my advice is, I think, have a date that you almost a point that's like the long distance is going to end, or like at least there'll be a break in the long distance, because I think people do change a bit. And it would be good to kind of check in. Do we want to do another 4 months of this? Do we want to continue?
I think you need to have something to
look forward to.
Definitely. Yeah. I think as well, I've never done like a cross, definitely never done cross country.
No, cross country runner.
Oh, wait, no, that's
cross continental.
Jesus.
International
breakfast.
Girl.
But I do think when I was at uni and my boyfriend was at home. Mm.
That was kind of long distance.
Yeah, it kind of is long distance-ish. Yeah. And I really liked having, like, knowing that it would be like, okay,
in 4 weeks' time,
6 weeks' time, whatever. And I would encourage keeping the fun element
totally.
To it. Like, I think use the long distance to your advantage, like... when you visit, make it fun.
Well.
Yep, do fun things. Like, do you know what I mean? Don't take it as a curse.
You did quite a good thing, I remember, where you would watch Game of Thrones together, because the final season of Game of Thrones was coming out at the time. And I remember walking into your room, me and another housemate, like being like, hee, trying to annoy you.
And
you
I
were
was
like, fuck off. Like,
I was actually like, I'm so sorry, you need to get the fuck out
immediately. Because it's like,
it's
the final episode.
Fucking season.
Like, go away.
It's crazy that you were doing that to me, actually.
Really, like, irresponsible of me.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, disrespectful, horrific behaviour from me. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I didn't know how serious it was as a series.
You really didn't. But to honour TV.
Yeah, really crazy behaviour from me.
I sat at my
desk. Out of character, actually.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah, honestly. Distinctly. I remember thinking, like, this is out of character, but I'm, like, really annoying her during the intro. It's, like, pretty rude.
But I couldn't miss a
moment. No. And I apologise for taking those intro moments.
I think
moments.
Watch things together. I think sometimes as well, this is probably a good... if you're, like, in an established long-distance relationship, like, maybe if you're kind of dating someone and it's still you're still kind of getting to know or whatever, it's a bit different. If you're in an established relationship and you're long-distance... sometimes it can feel like a bit of effort to go into the mundane aspects of your day or do the catching up. But I think that's the important part, because then when you stop kind of filling each other in on what's going on at work or what's going on with your
Before
friends
you
or
know
what's
it,
going on in your
loop.
Life, you're out of the loop. And to be out of the loop with someone you're in a relationship with
not
is
nice.
Really horrible. It's not, that's really like an isolating, just not nice thing. And I think sometimes it can be like, oh, they don't care about like what I've done today,
like,
but I think it's important
even.
To like really honor it. Yeah. And I think even like not even just in long distance relationships, but I think even just in friendships, like some of my favorite things, like I love saying to you like, what have you eaten today, Seffi, or like, what have you, like, just tell
I
me random shit
that. What are you watching is a big one.
What are you watching, just where are you at mentally, like just tell
how
me
how did
all
you
little sleep
is a big one that I'll
details.
Send to you.
Yeah, just the little things that it's like, oh, you know, don't want to burden them with this information, or like, oh, it's not that interesting or whatever. But I think it's important to like give it the time, because naturally, if you were together, those things would naturally come up.
Definitely.
And because they're not going to, I think you should make an effort to accommodate those conversations.
Definitely.
Do the admin of like keeping each other in the loop. And I think that's for like long distance friendships and stuff like that too.
We were kind of in a long distance friendship for ages. We spoke about this yesterday. We were talking about this together, not on the podcast. And we were saying there was
behind
a point. You guys were, I think, listening.
You were here too. Yeah.
For the whole of COVID, really.
Pandemic.
We didn't see each other for about a year, which very much we were allowed to. Like, the restriction had been lifted.
There were points that we could meet.
There were so many points, but we said we wouldn't see each other until a sunny day, which was quite weird.
Until a sunny day with a full-on cake.
Yeah,
and a picnic.
We had like this amazing cake baked by my housemate,
oh my God,
who, an incredible baker, baked this huge, tall, like triple wedding layer cake. Thing.
It was extravagant.
There's a video of it on our Instagram. You can probably find it somewhere if you go down.
Yeah.
But amazing day. We like would not that was see amazing. Each other until the time was right. But it had been a year. Imagine not seeing each other for a year.
That's mental when I think about it.
That's so strange. That's long so distance.
That's a really long time.
But we'd speak
as well.
On the phone for about 8 hours a day. Really weird. I mean, there was nothing else to do.
There was nothing else to do. And we had so much to think and talk about.
We did. Our Animal Crossing islands. Tiger
King.
Yeah,
we had so much going on. Yeah,
we had
exactly.
so much to talk about.
Need we say more? Yeah. I hope everyone's feeling good and like they're all right in life. You're supported.
Yeah.
How are we settling into 2024? I hope you're not being hard on yourselves for like letting things go this month or whatever.
Yeah. Just live.
Do you know what I mean?
Just live. Just living.
Just live. That's beautiful.
Just live. Doesn't need to be neat. Doesn't need to be boxed.
No.
It's going to be a mess.
It definitely doesn't. It's going to be a fucking mess. I can tell you that for sure. Oh,
as a big sister.
As
your big sisters. We can tell you. It will be a mess.
I now speak directly to you.
And that's the point.
Also, as February comes to a close, so does the limited edition release of our merch that we have. Beautiful, cute things. Says, you're my crux. We love you to the pits and back. Congrats on me.
You can also buy duos so you and your friend can get them together matching. You can choose sizes as well, which is quite important. You don't have to get them the same
Very
size or anything
important.
Just an iconic thing. You can buy them with your friends, so you
iconic
have matching
duo. Yeah, really cute.
That would be a really good present actually to give someone. Be like, I've got one and now, and you've got one now, sort of thing. It's like, I've got us matching.
Yeah, it's really,
really
fun. You also if you buy them as a duo, I will say you get them cheaper. It works out cheaper, so you may as well. But anyway,
perfect.
Capitalism over, Monopoly Man over.
God, what a good app. I like this.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I kind of needed something like this
to get our minds off what we're thinking about, which will become clear soon, I'm sure.
The recovery position.
When we finally work with this brand, we're going to be like, this is the one we're talking about.
I hope so. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Well, love you guys so much.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.